7 after the hour. We're here to talk about things that are interesting. Why would we be here to talk about things that were boring? Some of the news nuggets that you will need to converse. And then our psychic Lisa Lano is going to talk about some of the influences of the stars and things that are not seen but felt, if you will, a part of that life. Uri Geller joins us later on.
Do you send her an email and let her know what we're going to talk about, or does she already know?
She already knows.
She already knows.
Yeah, she already knows, Richie. In terms of other things that are going on in the news, about 18 states around the country have seen a slight decline, according to the report out today. A slight decline in obesity in low-income preschoolers. Studies have been done by the feds to find out. I find these reports and some of the information to be kind of specious, because one day it's kind of like what experiments are done on drugs. One day, or nutritional things, like one day vitamin D is good for you, the next day it's bad for you. We've got the problem over here that's horrible, the next day it's great. And this whole thing about obesity, not that we ought not to be focused on it, because it is a big problem, pardon the pun, but it is something.
But it's so cute to see a fat little kid, isn't it?
Oh, adorable.
Ah, you roll them around like a little beach ball. It's so sad that they're all getting in the
our politically
shit.
Correct friends, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli,
all going to be skinny
Ken
and running
Kessler
around.
Is here. The Cleveland house where the three women were held captive for a decade is going to be demolished this week.
Thank goodness.
That's part
it was
of the
demolished this morning.
Yeah, it's done.
Plea
it's
agreement.
Done. And CNN didn't have anything better to do. They covered it.
Really?
Well,
watch the house come tumbling.
Oh, I bet. I bet every news channel covered it.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Did they blow it up or have a bulldozer come in?
No, they tore it down.
Oh, they actually tore it down.
Well, you do. An excavator comes in and just rips it.
Yeah, I mean, who would buy that house?
Yeah. Blow it up.
What are they going to do with it now?
Sad news about that terminally ill 2-year-old Pennsylvania boy who died after he was the best man at his parents' wedding this past weekend. That's something that is very thought-provoking and very sad. Wonder what happens. Let me ask Lisa about that. What happens to young children when they die? Why is it that they're taken?
Because they have bigger, better plans.
Well, that may be her answer. We'll find out in a minute as psychic Lisa Lano joins us here on Good Day.
Global Mills needed to unload excess inventory, and we must make room. So right now, you can get an unheard-of flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Clearance Sale. Get first-quality laminate from 39 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from 59 cents, refinished hardwood from 99 cents, and all vinyl plank flooring is on sale. Plus, get special financing. First come, first serve. These deals will not last. Don't miss it. Our flooring clearance sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Look at the booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived. In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer.
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school? Office Max has your list covered, K to college, with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Let's get it started. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
All right, 13 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. There are a lot of things that happen in life that seem unexplainable, or is it inexplicable? Which is the correct word, Roberta? Which would you choose?
Inexplicable, I think.
Inexplicable means unexplainable.
Right.
They don't make
any sense. Right.
Yeah, right. Now, some people are more accepting of those things, of those ideas. Some people just say, okay, it's not explainable. That doesn't mean it doesn't make sense. It just isn't easy to explain because there are a lot of things, frankly, in the universe that are not explainable or inexplicable, and thus the value of people like Lisa Lano, who joins us every week at this time now to discuss some of the things that are not easily understood. As a psychic, you can go, by the way, there are a number of different ways to find Lisa. Lisa Lano on Facebook, Lisa M. Lano on Facebook, Gone Paranormal, I think that's cute. If you would like an appointment, after you listen to Lisa and you think she's really cool, you may want to talk to her. You can email her. It's lisa@lisamlano2ns.com. All right, so Lisa, you may have heard me talking earlier with Roberta and Richie and Kenny about this two-year-old boy who died after being the best man at his parents' wedding. One wonders always when somebody young dies, why? Why? You have had that experience. I mean, a lot of people have had that experience, sadly enough. Why?
Yes, I have. I've had a lot of clients who want to reach out to their loved one from the other side. And sometimes they are children, and that is their big question, why?
So what do you tell them?
Well, I can tell you from what I've heard from the other side and what I feel is true is that there's not always a good explanation, and I won't just leave you with that. For example, when we come in from the other side to this life, you know, think of us as adult entities, and then we're coming in to start our life to learn something. So we may have chosen to come in, and let's say we decide that this is what we're going to do. We're going to come in and we're going to have a tragic passing, maybe a kidnapping and a murder. But because of that tragic passing, maybe a law gets passed to help everybody else. So why they decide to end their chart when they end it, I don't always have an answer. A direct answer, because once they're gone, it's hard for me to see. Well, I can't. Their book is closed, so I can't really see what would have happened. Or sometimes there's things like maybe if they survived a specific thing, their life would have been so horrible and difficult that they say, no, you know what? I'm going to take this exit. Then you have these other kids that do go through a tragedy and end up, I mean, either messed up for life physically or emotionally or mentally, and you wonder, wow, why did you choose to stay? So, you know, if you think of it that way, that maybe the child that decides to stay alive with this terrible ailment for 10 years and then dies, you say, why? Why did they die? Well, maybe when they were two, the doctor that was going to find a cure or help them was still in med school. But they made it to 10, and that doctor got there. In 10 more years, that doctor's going to save the world. You never know. That's my take on it, if it makes sense.
Well, it does, in a sense. It's more stuff that's hard to understand. I mean, that's really what the bottom line is here. It's very difficult to grasp the pain that is part of life if you believe in God. And by the way, there's really no, in my mind, no conflict between those who believe in God as I do and you believe in God. Those people who are religionists who think what you do is outrageous or you're an occultist, bad. What? You know what? That's up to the individual. If you don't want to take advantage of what Lisa has, then you don't. You just don't listen. You don't pay any attention. Or if you are curious, as am I, about a lot of these things, I'm always looking. The reason I think I find Lisa and people who do what she does so fascinating, because it does give you some answers, whether, you know, you can accept it or not. For example, August has a crescent moon that appears, I believe, midweek this week. It's visible here in America and a lot of other places around the world after sunset. Venus is high in the sky above the moon. That apparently has some impact on us here. Some people say it's great for romance. I mean, I don't know what it's good for, but what influences do you find that are current? What should people be looking for that, in a general sense, will help them? I mean, the reason that you are successful or people like you are successful is because you make people's lives better, right? People are looking for information, for help. How is my life going to be better by, in this circumstance, where the moon and Mars or Venus is or whatever?
Is astrology. So it is good to know those things, but I caution people not to dwell on it and say, well, this is my month for romance, only this month, you know? If I tell people what they really need to do is to put it in the hands of the universe, God, or whatever. And by the way, Jesus was an amazing psychic. They call him a prophet. But if you look at it, the man foretold the future. So anyway, back to the stars.
That'll get people reeling when they hear that. But yeah, he was a great healer.
He was a prophet. What is a prophet?
Yeah.
You know, he was amazing. So, you know, I just use a different word for him. But he was an amazing prophet, psychic. I totally believe in him. But at any rate, I tell people that you really need to trust your gut. The other thing I tell people is you don't need me for everything. Like, I'm not trying to get people to come back to me every week and spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
I try to teach people to learn on their own, to pick up on the signs.
All right, so can you say that to, like, Richie or Roberta? You both have the ability to figure this stuff out. You don't need Lisa. You can, if you listen to what is going on, you can pick up the signs. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to say, well, I won't say you don't need me. It's up to the individual person. For example, you can pick up where, you know, mom is around or dad is around who's passed away. But if you want to get clear messages, then, yeah, you might want to come to me for clear messages as far as the validation from somebody who's never met your mom or your dad but knows about them and brings them in from the other side. The same thing with the psychic sense. You might have a business proposal that you think is phenomenal, but you're going to go to somebody you don't know, knows nothing about it, to see if you're on the right track. But I just try to tell people, you know, come to me when you feel you need it. And listen to the signs yourself, and trust your gut.
If Roberta wanted to talk to her mother or father, or Richie wanted to talk to his father, you might be able to help him do that. That's the sort of thing that you do?
That's one of the things that I do, out of the many,
I talk to my father all the time, and he answers me.
He does. When was the last time you talked to him?
Before I sold the house in Bayside, I needed to find out where a water turnoff was. And I asked him, I said, Dad, where is it? And he just guided me to this cabinet that had a hole cut in the ceiling that I put my hand through.
Water was gushing out of the wall.
And felt the water turn off. So, no, he talks to me all the time. He doesn't talk to me in words, but I just, like, all of a sudden I know something. Or I was doing...
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
Now 23. I'm not nice song. For
the I like that.
Hi, Kenny is here. Richie's here. Roberta's here. Lisa Lano, the program psychic, tarot reader. She has worked with lots of different people over the years. Has an interesting way of dealing with reality. And if you'd like to check her out, Facebook address is Lisa Lano, L-A-N-N-O, or Lisa M. Lano. And you can reach her via email, lisa@lisamlano.com. A lot of people are listening, and they would like to have some help, if that's what it's all about. Help yourself. We're talking about connecting and how you connect and teaching yourself how to connect. Roberta gave an example of her talking to a father to find out where a shutoff was. Some people, I mean, it's cool. The essence of time, Lisa, because time really doesn't have much meaning anyplace except sort of for our convenience here, right? Otherwise...
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. When people say, gee, my dad never came to me in a dream, and it's been 10 years, and I think, well, they're probably saying, what, it's been 10 days. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, they have eternity if they want it, so...
Yeah.
You know, well, and it seems you're right.
That life is so short in a sense... One wonders whether do we abuse it by not trying to understand more about what life is about? Do we abuse life by ignoring what it can teach us?
I think many of us do. I think almost all of us do at some point. I can think of, I should have, boy, did I waste time on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that is how we learn. You know, you waste time on a job, you waste time on a person, whatever it might be, and then you say, well, you know what? I think the trick is, did you learn anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a woman's with a guy that beats her and stays for 5 years and then gets out of it, well, you've learned. You may have made a mistake for 5 years, but you know what? You learned and you're not going back. If she keeps going back to a guy that abuses her for the rest of her life, now she's not learning.
Well, that does happen. We hear that happen so often. Women, I don't know whether men are the same or not, but it seems more common with women who go to the same man over and over and over again. Not the same man. Same type
of
man.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would that be the case in the case of a woman who maybe has been married a number of times, and each time she marries basically the same sort of person who does her in or does her harm? Why?
Well, don't you think every every case is different.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the reason for it, but it does happen, and I think men do the same thing as well. Maybe
self-esteem. Self-esteem, I think. I don't know if everybody in the panel agrees with me, but I think self-esteem has to be one of our biggest issues. I mean, you can go to all the therapy that you want, but if you don't have that shot of self-esteem to know that you're worth more and you're worth, you know, something better in this life, than to be treated well. I mean, I think it all goes back to our self-esteem, which is a really hard thing to conquer. I mean, I have seen some of the most gorgeous, gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous women have no self-esteem at all. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, and the ones
and some
that aren't
of it comes.
But
how does that happen? Is it because of something that they experienced earlier in their lives that affects them as adults?
Well, we all have experienced something or other, whether it be traumatic or, I mean, to some people, traumatic is something that's, I was picked on, good example. I was picked on, and I had a big nose when I was a kid, and I got picked on really bad.
I've had a big mouth all my life. Look what it did for me.
Well, I have that, too.
And you still get picked on.
Yeah, too. Yeah, right. Kenny and Richie, you both wanted to say something. I think I heard Kenny wanted to pop up there for a second. Did you, Ken?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I didn't.
I thought I heard your voice.
Mm-hmm. Right. The one thing that I would say is that some people, you seem to have a very sound, reasoned approach to this, Lisa, and some people will just take anybody's words that come out of their mouth, not knowing them, and they'll just jump. And they're stupid.
That's what puts people.
There's a lot of dumb people out there giving a lot of dumb advice, and you need to be able to make up your own mind as to what's the good advice and what's the bad advice. So
I had somebody yesterday that said they wanted to clear their house and they wanted to make sure that there was no bad energy, and they wanted to go to the store and buy these expensive candles because somebody told them to. I said, who told you? The person who, you know, the
candles.
Sales clerk?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I said, do you feel you need to burn a white candle? Yeah, I said, all right, see, go around the corner, take a left. The dollar store is right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Get yourself a white candle and bless it yourself. I mean, it's whatever makes you feel comfortable, but, you know, you don't.
The point is, we all have the power. We all have the power.
You
have the power. Take the power.
Right.
Learn about the power. Lisa is available, though, by email, lisa@lisaamlano.com, or go to the website, lisaamlano.com.
Two N's.
Lisa, yeah, with two N's. Thank you. Lisa, good to have you here. Thanks for checking in. 29 after on Good Day.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years. And it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Satisfying, all those good things. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Uri Geller is going to join us. What are we calling him now? Not a mentalist. We're calling him a...
He used to be a paranormalist.
But he's now got a new way of referring to himself.
Seer.
No. It begins with an M. All our memories are horrible because we can't remember what the word was that he used.
A mystifier.
That's it, mystifier.
Mystifier.
That's right, exactly. Good for you, Richie. All right, Rich is here, and Kenny and Roberta. This is the Good Day program. We'll have Uri join us in a few minutes as we look into things that are mystical and mystifying in a different way from Lisa, in a manner of speaking. It's pretty good weather around the country this week. That's cool. President Obama says that he's canceling his trip to Russia for the Moscow summit. It reflects, so he says, anger over Russia's harboring of Mr. Snowden and growing frustration within the administration over what it sees as Moscow's stubbornness on a lot of key issues, missile defense, human rights, that sort of thing. The president is going to attend the Group of 20 economic summit. He said that, he told that to Jay Leno. But then when pressed, he is not going to go now, and at the G20, he's not going to have one-on-one talks with Putin either. There's very, you could look at some of the pictures.
Yeah.
Remember from the last time around, they wouldn't even look at each other.
Used to be like little buddies, you know, running around, this, look at my pickup truck and all this other stuff. And
right.
Then they kind of grew apart and...
Yeah,
this one's not going too well.
Putin's a bad guy.
Putin is a bad guy.
No, there's no question about
Putin. He's a jerk.
Being a bad guy, well, he's more than that. He's a dangerous guy. He's a, you know, he'd work well in the NSL. Hey, he's a spy.
He's a former KGB guy.
Right, exactly. So who needs more of that?
I wonder if President Obama saw Snowden in the airport.
Obama?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When he flies there, I wonder whether he'll see him in the airport.
He's gone from the airport.
He's already there.
Who's already there?
In Russia. Obama. No, when he goes to Russia, will he see Snowden in the airport?
He's not already there. What are you talking about? He's in Los Angeles.
No, when he goes there.
Oh, when he goes there.
Yeah.
But Snowden's not in the airport anymore.
Oh, he's not?
No.
I thought he was still hiding in the broom closet.
No, he got moved. He's living with an American family that lives in Moscow.
No, I mean, I know they let him stay for a while. I just didn't know whether he was still in the airport.
No. All right. Simon Cowell in the news. Apparently, this woman, Lauren Silverman, is not very good at telling the truth. She told her husband that she was going to Miami to visit her mother when she was doing the bop she bop with Simon.
Boom chicka boom.
Yeah, that too. And then she flew to England to be with Simon for the season finale of Britain's Got Talent. Apparently, that's the time she got pregnant. She was having an affair with Simon, however, at the same time, while she was trying to convince her husband to give their relationship another try, because she had a prenup that needed 10 years. And she needed to stay married to the guy for 10 years so she'd get the money out of him. And that's what she was waiting for. Oh, do you like that?
What a piece of work.
I love those. Isn't that, I love those stories. Not.
Nice. Well, hey, listen, now she's forever connected to Simon, so.
Yeah, right.
Well, what is her umbilical cord?
About her. Charlie Sheen.
And Simon. What's his, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, what's his deal?
Yeah, he's not clueless that she's married.
No. Maybe, what does he know about? He doesn't need to prenup. He's got plenty of dough.
No, but still, I mean, you know, dude.
Hello.
Don't do that to your elder brother.
Charlie Sheen, back to his exciting ways with porn stars. Capri Anderson and Georgia Jones are living with him in his house at the moment. And let's see, what else is going on with him? Oh, his ex-wife is trying to spend time with his son. She's really one of these people that had so much of a dependency on drugs that her life is ruined. They've been in and out of how many rehabs? So Denise Williams, who is the ex-wife of Charlie Sheen, has the two children that he had with her.
Wow, winning.
And actually, she's doing it. The two of them seem to be getting along all right.
Denise is, yeah. She seems to be doing okay.
Yeah. Actually, what she's doing, Denise Richards is living in her house part of the time and in Brooks Beach house in Orange County part of the time. So she brings her, she has the two children of her own with Charlie, and then the two children he had with Brooke. And he has asked her to keep them in a place where they could be relatively comfortable in familiar surroundings. So they live half the time in her house, Denise's house, and then she takes them and they live half the time down in Brooke's house.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
Yeah. Isn't that, I think that says something about Denise, actually.
I will say, I happened upon the Comedy Central Charlie roast.
Yeah.
And it's a train wreck all the way.
It is.
But it was, it was funny.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And he took it well.
Yeah, well, what else is he going to do?
Yeah.
He looked awful, I thought, during it, though. Whew, man, he looked bad.
Yeah, I think he looks, he's done. That guy, he's
really ruined himself.
Oh, man, what he's done to himself. Yeah.
21 before the hour, Uri Geller, the mystifier, joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil.
You look great.
The
you too.
Proper.
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allows 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-7418. That's 1-800-456-7418. 1-800-456-7418.
Always great. Always great to have Uri Geller join us on the Good Day program. The Mystifier from England. Actually, he's not from England originally. He's an Israeli, but he loves living in England, and I can understand why. Got a beautiful place on the Thames River. Great place for spiritualizing, for gathering one's thoughts, thinking, working. That prism. Uri has a prism up behind his house. It is a great place to go, and just we all kind of need one of those. Like Superman needed his fortress of solitude, I think we all need a place to go, don't we, Uri? That allows us to have our thoughts, be with our thoughts, and work through some of the things.
I go to the bathroom usually. Lock the door. Yeah. It's a place you can get privacy with the kids. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Doug. You know, you're such a mind reader. Because why would you mention my garden and the prism and the pyramid? But I just took a picture 10 minutes ago of something that I installed in my garden, and I'm emailing it to you right now. And you can open it in a moment when it gets to you, okay?
Yep, I will.
And then you will see how bizarre looking it is. But then if it arrives on time and you can look at it, I'll explain you in a moment what it is. What caught my eye today is a story about Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
We all know Bob Dylan, and we all know the old rock stars and the singers, but many a time we don't know about other talents they possess. And there's a big story in The Guardian today that says Dylan faces down critics with London art show. And I'm looking at one of his portraits, and he's an amazing painter. And so is Wood, you know, from the Rolling Stones. I see his paintings all over the place, in memorabilia shops, signed and limited edition, and so on. So it's interesting how people like, who is that old-time singer from San Francisco? Come on, Doug.
Old-time singer from San Francisco.
Yeah, who knew Frank Sinatra from that era, who is still
Tony
alive.
Tony Bennett. Yes, very good.
He's also a fantastic painter. Mm-hmm. And the question to everyone listening out there is, no matter what other, you know, jobs you do or what line of work you have, Did you ever think that you might possess a talent, an artistic talent, that you never really tried out? You could be a fantastic painter or drawer or graphic designer, but it's just sleeping in you. My advice to everyone is try out your other sleeping talent.
My aunt had this exact thing happen to her, Uri, when she was almost 60. She went to a painting class and realized that she was really good, and now she paints all the time.
It's expression. It's personal expression. You do a great job creating things. Those you have your line of dishware that you sell on QVC from time to time, things that you've designed. I don't think you ever thought that was going to be your calling, but yet, if you let yourself, I think it's akin to what some refer to as automatic writing. You just let your hands go, and they may write something, or they may, in this case, design or draw something, but there is that innate talent that's so hard to explain. Some people don't want to explain it because it's not seemingly of this world.
I've been painting since I was a child, and it was a spoon bending that robbed away that talent. But then when I lived in New York, I decided to continue painting, and I turned my apartment on 57th Street and 1st Avenue into a studio. And I would create, 15, 20 canvases, big ones, with acrylic and oil. And an Italian art owner, a gallery owner called Benjamin Levy, he would sell my paintings all around the world. Then he invited me to paint in a tiny village called Ponte di Legno up on the mountains near Milan. So I spent almost a year painting there.
Wow.
But it's so therapeutical, and it's quite extraordinary to do something parallel your main work.
Now, I'm looking at this picture you sent me from your backyard. I recognize it in the backyard. It's a silver ball on some sort of a porcelain stand. What does that represent?
Okay, let me tell you what it is. The porcelain stand that you're talking about is really not a stand. It's a fountain that is made from the same fabric as the Dreamliners, Boeing's Dreamliner made.
Yep.
It's carbon fiber, and it's very smooth and white. It's 4 meters in diameter, and it's a fountain. And I thought, well, just putting in water lilies and fish, what else can I add to it to make it extraordinarily amazing and a conversation item, a conversation piece? So I decided to buy a silver steel sphere, but I made a mistake, and instead of buying a small one, I didn't really read the sizes, and this gigantic monster appears last week on our doorstep. So I said to myself, well, what the hell, let's just put that in the fountain. And it's just very, very unusual, because there is water coming out on the top, and there's a light, so at night it's lit.
Is it posted, is the picture posted at urigeller.com?
No, you're the first one to receive it. You see, it's not landscaped yet.
No, I can see the work around about it,
So you're the first one to see it, but I thought it's very unusual. It looks like kind of a futuristic UFO.
Yeah.
But I love items that are conversation pieces. For instance, yesterday I was browsing in Henley, which is a town nearby, and I saw this motorcycle in a window of a shop. And it was made from wicker, from straw. And the gentleman sold it for relatively almost next to nothing. And it's such an unusual motorcycle. I'm going to email you a picture of that, too, that I put it in the living room.
I can't imagine that. Oh, my God. What a hot ticket. Wow. So post those pictures. I'll send people to your website, urigeller.com, urigeller.com, a place for you to spend your time talking about just giving yourself some time. What a great place to visit.
Wait, Doug, before you go, do mention the book that is coming out very soon, but it's already on Amazon on pre-order. It's called The Secret Life of Uri Geller. It's, takes off after the movie that the BBC produced. So please go there. It's just an amazingly shocking story when you read it.
All right. So that's we can get the info on that at urigeller.com as well. Yes? The books. info. Uri, always happy to have him here. Medalist, mystifier, Uri Geller here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
To be well, little cable cars.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The president talks housing in Phoenix and talks about many other things with Jay. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. President Obama went west yesterday. He spoke in Phoenix, Arizona, focusing on, among other things, the rebounding housing industry, saying certain programs that don't work should be phased out to prevent another housing market collapse.
One of the key things to make sure it doesn't happen again is to wind down these companies that are not really government, but not really private sector. They're known as Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
The president proposed replacing those two companies with a system in which people obtain home loans from private lenders. President Obama also made an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, which was taped during the day and aired last night. Among the many topics that came up, the recent global travel warning, which the president said should not deter Americans from traveling overseas.
If people are paying attention, checking with the State Department or embassy, going on the website before you travel, then I think it still makes sense for people to take vacations. They just have to make sure that they're doing so in a prudent way.
And there were some lighter moments as well. The president spoke about his recent lunch with his former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton.
We had a great time. She had that post-administration glow.
Yeah.
You know, when folks leave the White House, like 2 weeks later, they look great.
And here's a little taste of what Jay Leno had to say about the president during his monologue before the president even came out.
You can see he's getting a little gray. Have you noticed that? In fact, they're starting to call him the Silver Fox. That's what they call him, the Silver Fox. That's because most of the silver in his hair was caused by Fox. That was the problem.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
On Wall Street, losses for the markets yesterday. The Dow dropping 93 points, closing at 15,519. NASDAQ down 27. S&P with a 10-point drop. Today is day number 2 for deliberations in the trial of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger, who is accused of 19 counts of murder allegedly committed during his time with the infamous Winter Hill Gang. Bulger did not testify in his own defense during the trial, calling the whole proceeding a sham. It is fairly common knowledge that Jack Nicholson's character in the movie The Departed is loosely based on Whitey Bulger. Closing notes. No choice. We have to talk Powerball. No one has matched all of the numbers for a while now. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is up to $425 million. Not quite a Powerball record. That was $600 million back in May, but $425 mil will do nicely. Powerball played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So, if you do hit Powerball, would you immediately do some things on your bucket list, such as, let's say, skydiving? Come on, let's do it. You ready, guys? All right, jump! This isn't me, by the way. Found this on YouTube. Someone named Gladys, who did one of those tandem jumps in Las Vegas some time back. Just the sound of the whooshing air is enough to scare me. Anyway, a guy named Anthony Martin did some skydiving yesterday. A death-defying stunt in the skies over Illinois. Martin is an escape artist, and yesterday he was shackled, placed in a plywood coffin secured with a lock that had no key, and then shoved out of a plane. Martin somehow broke out of the coffin while tumbling through the air at 140 miles per hour. He successfully pulled off the same stunt back in 1988. After landing gently in a field yesterday, he said this may have been his best effort yet.
You know what I mean? Nobody likes a conceited fool, but in the same token, if God's given me certain skills, I use those skills for his glory. This escape will be hard to top.
Gotta love the fact that Anthony Martin locked himself in a coffin for this stunt. He doesn't get out of the coffin. He could just stay in the coffin. Meanwhile, back to Gladys to see how she's doing up there. Believe me, if I tried skydiving, my scream would be 5 octaves higher than this. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.